It's exciting to be a part of what God is doing at the Master's College. These are wonderful days for us, wonderful days for the life of the church that I have the privilege of pastoring, wonderful days for the ministry of grace to you. And there is a real turning, I think, back to the Word of God across this country and around the world, and we're privileged to be a small part of that. But at the same time, when there is such good news, such encouraging news, it seems as though we're always on the brink of some massive kind of tragedy within the evangelical church. And if you have been reading the newspapers lately, or if you have been watching any of the cable news programs or even the regular news programs, you have heard about the terrible story of Ted Haggard, the pastor of New Life Church in Colorado Springs. It has been discovered that the pastor of this very large church, multiple thousands of people who attend that church, I have been by that church a number of times, know of the reputation of the church, know a little bit about him as well. It has come to light that over the last 3 years, he has been involved with a homosexual prostitute to an extensive degree, at the same time involved in drugs. And not only is he the pastor of that church, or was he up until a few days ago, but also the president of an organization called the National Association of Evangelicals. It's a relatively old organization that started out to sort of give evangelicals a collective profile in issues that were related to the place of Christianity and the church in America. It has descended rather rapidly and lost its theological centrality and its biblical focus. And nonetheless, there have been a lot of people associated with the NAE, and some of the media has said that he was president of an organization that involved 30 million evangelicals. Well, I don't know that there are 30 million true Christians in America to start with, and I doubt that there are anywhere near that many who even know anything about the NAE, but the media has blown this up to make it the most widespread scandal of anybody associated with evangelicalism. We all go back to the Jimmy Swaggart scandal, back to the Jim Baker scandal, and there have been others of this level which the media has taken and run with, and we understand that, and that is to be expected when you are a high-profile pastor and leader in the Christian world. And I think for us, this is a profound heartache. I have been contacted by a number of people, talked to some of the people in Colorado Springs who are involved in leadership there and other evangelical leaders around the country.